Hey, Winicus.
What is going
Wine.
On? This feels weird.
Wine. Are we live? Is this live?
Shouts out
to the inconsistency and the one person that hangs out with us, because we're live in this bitch.
Yo, Labra messaged me and he said, is there no BK? What's going on? And I don't know. I feel like Labra
is this
has...
the first 21?
Labra has pull.
Welcome to the first 21 seconds. Study says if you don't say something interesting now, we lose viewers. What do you got?
As I was
Dude,
saying...
first 21 seconds at 45 seconds. This is on brand.
Labra has like the most pull on this show, so... He literally funded us.
He literally funded us. Him and Anyreg funded us for like, I don't know, 2 years.
Remember when the ZBD was broken and it was only taking one sat instead of the minimum 500 and Labra was spamming the one sat?
Yeah, like Labra's not even here today and he wanted this show.
Oh, he's here.
I don't know. Wine, should we talk about this? I feel
what's
I feel
this?
Like the fact that it's yes, yes, yes. The fact that I noticed
yes, yes, yes.
The fact I noticed it was 2 months since the last time we did a BK.
Has it been 2 months? Holy shit.
It said,
well, dude,
July
26th.
Blame me. Yeah, just I'll take the heat. It's all right. I mean, be fair,
I also realized one thing.
It wasn't my fault only.
But like, you take most of the blame. There's been some weeks where I'm like, let's run it. And you're like, nah.
Yeah, literally, I'm the reason there's a show
but
tonight.
Opti never messages me saying, let's
I
run it.
I literally you know, did today.
I need
fake
Opti's
news.
Approval.
Hold on. Fake news. 1 second.
Opti, did you also realize news. We're on episode 197? Like, we're really close to 200. We got to hit 200.
At least hit 200. Yeah.
Or 420.
Dude, 200 more? Could we even do that? I needed
210.
This. 210? Yeah, we could. 210 seems like a good round number to not come back. No. To be completely honest for once here on Bitcoin Kindergarten, I was going to say something else. Dude, like, what is there to talk about on BK right now? It's a bear market. Everyone's fucking hating each other. It's not fun anymore.
We need to give them some Bitcoin Zen positive words of affirmation, right?
Dude, we've been doing that though. Like, they don't listen to us, Winicus.
They need the giggles. They need the memes. They need the trolling. They're so tired of all the crap on Bitcoin Twitter and everything else.
I don't know, dude. I've been seeing Bitcoiners, and the Bitcoiners that I see on Twitter are literally the epitome of the current thing. Like, everything is the current thing right now. It's like there's a new bandwagon to jump on. There's a whole new current thing that everyone's freaking out about. It's like, guys, log off Twitter for a day or two.
Says the guy who never logs off Twitter.
I literally log off at 2 p.m. every single day.
All right.
I do work and then I'm out, bro.
Log off Twitter at 2 p.m. every day, everyone.
Yeah. Central time. 2 p.m. Central time. 3 p.m.
Well,
Eastern.
We do have some stuff to talk about, right?
I don't...
How big of a fail our bucket hats have been.
Oh, yeah. Go. Let's talk about this, Wyatt. Let's talk about
bucket
this.
Hats for about a year now. We got them made. And, you know, there was some success at BitBlock Boom. Some people were buying it. But then the shipping department of Bitcoin Kindergarten has been an utter fail. Rope was probably our first purchase. It still hasn't gotten his bucket.
Wait. Can we talk about this, though? Talk about the Rope story.
No. I just want to tell everybody listening right now, please order your bucket hat. These guys are good for it. They're not going to rug you. Send them your money up front. Don't ask questions.
Send one.
Get your bucket hat. I promise.
I'm glad we're doing this live, Rope. Oh shit. Any rug. The XLs are basically XXL. What you get? The little baby sizes? There's two sizes, bro. Why? And you're muted. You're muted. What you do? You're still muted. You're still muted. Anyways, I want to clear the air here, Rope. To be fair, Wine, you're muted. Why'd your audio drop? What's going on here? Yeah, all right. Since Wine's got technical difficulties up the wazoo today, let's talk. I will talk about this.
What shipping service did you use? Was it? I mean, don't sit there and put this on the USPS. Like, what did you?
No. All right. So you were the first one that we shipped out, and we were leaving to Austin, and there was one of these supposedly shipping stations. It wasn't like USPS. It wasn't like FedEx or UPS. Cool. It was just like some random mailer, like right by my house, right? And Wine paid for it. We thought we shipped them out. We were good on it. And apparently it hasn't gotten to Rope yet. So I will eat that one and we will ship you out hats. I'll do it this weekend. I just been lagging on it today or this week, basically. So Rope, forgive me.
So let me get this straight. You just picked a random ass metal box on the side of the tree. You just pick like the drug spot where they just go and do the drug drop. Like somebody drops the cash in there, they like picks up the weed and then they leave. Like, probably somewhere in like Cuba or something right now.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what we know, dude. There's like it. We thought it's like a storefront. We thought it was like a legitimate remailer site. You know, like it literally said it was a United States Post Office. Front, I guess, maybe. But
it was a front. I was about to say it. That was definitely a front. You just went into a money launderer.
Yeah, apparently.
For the Warren's cartel. And they were like, yeah, we'll take your ass and we'll strip them, sure.
Yeah, we got you, Wine in Spaces.
Yeah, we went to a sketchy delivery place where they're like middleman for shipping companies.
They charged us like $10 extra too. It was like $20 shipping for a $9 shipping.
Yeah, we got rocked and it didn't even get to Rope. So it's going well, guys. We also shipped it out to a friend of mine. My friend gave me the wrong zip code. Opti's like, nah, send it to that zip code. Yeah, we've lost a lot of hats.
Nah, they'll come back to me, maybe.
They'll always be back.
No, but actually, I found out that there is an official USPS station right by my house. So within walking distance. So Wine, or not Wine, Rope, I will do it tomorrow. I'll do it on my walk. Rope Rug by BK. Let's go. Hold on. This guy gets it.
Rocket ship, get on board.
Wait, to be fair, every time we ask people for money, Bitcoin price goes down. So we're actually saving Rope money right now.
Oh, is that what happened?
Well, to be completely fair here, we've been very transparent with this whole charade. We are here just to scam your sat. So thank you to everyone using ZBD. We are scammers. Thank you, Rug. Yeah. You're not getting bucket hats anymore. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Shouts out to your daughter. She's not getting one either.
Am I the only one who profited on BK hats?
Yes.
And, you know, somebody's got to profit and somebody's got to lose on this transaction. You know, it's like trading shitcoins. And any rug sold the top and broke the rest, you know, it's...
I'm about to put the Tim on y'all. I'm about to put the triple elite on y'all.
Oh shit, I'm scared.
You've been warned.
Uh-oh, here we go again. No, Rope. Wait, before you go. Rope, which one's where I'm supposed to get you? What sizes and colors? Blues?
There was like there were blues and like they were just like there was is there only two sizes?
Yeah, big and small. Kids and men's.
Yeah, kids and men's, yeah.
All right, so Blue.
He upsold me on getting two. He was like, yeah, just get one for your daughter, too. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. You're right, Whitekiss. You're absolutely right. Let me go ahead and just let you upsell me. All right.
Wine is the king of the upsells.
Sorry, I like upselling. What can I do?
Oh, man.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just, you know, I'll be happy once I have the product in hand. You know what I mean?
Now, it's a win-win situation here, right? You got two for, you know, less shipping. Even though we got wrecked on shipping.
3 months later.
No, I'll get it out. I'll get it out tomorrow. I'll even pay for the priority shipping for Europe so we can get it to you ASAP.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. Wait.
Make bucket hats.
Wait.
They're AI generated.
Peachy said, tell Rub to go fuck himself.
Classic.
All right. Oh, wait. Yeah. Hold on. Can we talk about this Anyrug story? This is a good one. Wine, you want to recap this?
I gave my bro a free hat. Then I got him to send me sats for sending him the free hat. So another win.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, Rogue's
really. He will rug anyone, bro. He's any
dude.
Rug.
Any rug be rugging BK hats. Dog, we should just have any rug sell our hats for us. He's the only one that's able to profit off of them.
Dude, any rug's an insider though. He's not going to sell to anyone.
This is true. All right, but can we recap the real context on this one with any rug wine? Because that shit's hilarious.
I don't remember honestly.
All I remember being at Austin. We were at that like party. I forget what day it was, like Thursday or Friday. I don't know. Maybe the Friday night party. And we're all sitting there. We got some drinks. And Wine's trying to like sell bucket hats to everyone. And Anyrug comes up to me. He's like, yo, fucking Winekiss, I buy a bucket hat from him. And then instantly after I buy a bucket hat, he sees my brother and he's like, hey, bro, you want a hat? And he gives it to him for free. And I just gave this motherfucker money. What is going on here? And just like, yeah, Wine.
No, I didn't give it for free.
Wow, giving out hats for free, dude. I thought you're the money man, bro. This is not good business.
I didn't give it for free. Anyrug gave us monies.
Okay. 2-for-1 scam.
Anyways,
what's the other stuff we need to talk about? Bucket hats were a fail. You know what the best part is about this, guys? It finally came out of Weineke's treasury, and he absolutely got wrecked. Let's go!
I wrecked
on
Magnus stickers, bucket hats.
Yeah,
the merch part in here is...
We do it for you. Down. We do it for you.
Yeah, we do it for you guys, the six of you.
Wait. Speaking of, I did a poll here, guys, in the YouTube chat, and I said, why do we do this again? And the two options were no idea and you love us. And 67% agree with me with no idea. Why do we do this? Hence why we haven't done it in 2 months. Wine, I'm going to ask you this question. Why do we do this? Do we like torture?
I don't know. I think it strokes our ego a little bit.
Does it? Jeez. Wow, my ego's
maybe the sats are, I don't know. It's for the lulz. It's for the lulz.
For the culture. For the culture.
Yeah.
Wait. Peachy told us no bucket hats.
Peachy, when did you tell us no bucket hats?
Well, you know, we don't listen to market opinions here. We counter trade the markets. Yeah, we counter trade Bitcoin Twitter. Wrong. Yeah, the customer. What's the Steve Jobs quote? If you asked the customer what they wanted, they would have never got BK. Let's go.
They get bucket hats.
Okay. All right, Wine. What's the other thing you wanted to talk about?
I don't know. I'm in Japan. That's cool.
You got rugged. We got rugged on the bucket. Yeah, let's talk about Japan. Actually, before we do that, let's transition.
Morning BK over here. It's Thursday. You guys don't know what Thursday's like.
Anyways, before we do that, since you're in Japan, we're going to get a whole recap, but also...
That was delicious. What did you have for dinner?
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Anyway, before we do this, before you tell us what you had for dinner tonight, I don't know if you guys know, but Weinekes has Weinekes has a travel Insta. He's an influencer on his Instagram, and he's been making me very jealous about traveling to Japan. Why I'm over here slaving and making sure Wine's getting paid. He's just traveling Japan, Bitcoin Zen over here, eating good food, going to Zen gardens and waterfalls, and this motherfucker.
Could be you, Opti.
It could be me. How much money are you spending? Is it
You're
cheap?
Just too cucked out with America.
Bro. Wow, this
America's
is true.
America's the best country. Oh my god, we can have guns.
No, dog. This is yes, but no. Like, look. You grew up in America your whole life, so you're like entitled.
Yeah,
you're like,
but I grew up in like fake America.
You still grew up in America, dog. You got this like Western thing, like the grass is greener on the other side, like
developing countries.
You're right, like you're like my dollar goes so strong everywhere, bro. I'm like rich. I feel rich for once because I grew up poor in Miami, bro. I literally grew up in dirt floors from Mexico, and I'm in the U.S. and you want me to go back? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, you're fucking wildin', dog. You white people really be crazy out here.
Yeah.
Why niggas is Mexican?
You gotta suffer, Opti.
I suffered too long. I'm never going back. No more locked doors!
I'm reverse suffer.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways, let's talk about Japan.
I can confirm on the influencer IG, but, you know, his photos aren't as good as Interrug, so.
Oh, this is true.
Anyrug's an influencer.
Anyrug is an influencer. Speaking of, before we get into Japan, Anyrug, without doxing yourself, the last couple of waves that I've seen on your Twitter looks fun, bro.
Waves have been popping, yeah. I'll say East Coast of the States. that fall weather, man. All up and down, I'll be.
How cold is the water?
It's probably upper 60s. No wetsuit yet.
Oh, that's not bad. Okay. Bronze. All right, that's not bad. It's not bad.
That both of you boys need.
Wait, what was this?
Bro, we are Mexican. What?
What did he say?
He attacked our ethnicity.
Is he getting racist again?
He said we're not bronze enough.
Oh, I've been trying to work on my tan.
Are we whites again?
I am very whites again.
Opti's whiter than me.
That is a lie.
Yeah, Opti's white.
Well, I wear Jordans, dog. You're definitely whiter than me.
This is true. You also wear white cargo shorts with Jordan, so definitely whiter than you.
You cracker, you freaking honky.
Do you hear this accent? I am white. Oh shit! All right. Anyways, let's get back on topic. Weinekes, how is Japan?
Internet's going crazy. What?
How is Japan?
I mean, it's a dream, man. I love it here. I love the culture. There's no fat people.
Go on.
I went surfing in Miyazaki a few days ago.
Yeah, well, hold on. That wasn't really surfing, bro. You can't surf ankle biters like that.
Nah, there were ankle biters, but there were little strong ones, you know, enough to push you on a longboard. It was fun.
Did you have your kids push you into waves over there?
I'm looking for a Japanese waifu. That's like my pickup line.
Is it? Say it. Say it in Japanese.
I say, "Okusan natte kuremasu ka?" Which is, do you want to become my wife?
Kurimaska, is that wife?
No, it's like, please, basically, like, become.
Interesting. Is it working? What's that?
His wife.
What was that? Son.
Decent accent.
What's your success rate? Wait. Hold on. Wine, what did you eat for dinner tonight? And then we got to move on. Before
what is breakfast?
All right. Well, what do you have for breakfast? What do they eat over there?
I mean, a lot of rice. I don't know, just like little vegetables, little noodle things, little meat things, little fish things. Depends what region you're in. A lot of ramen, udon, sushi for the traditional, more familiar names. But look at this bowl of uni and salmon roe, ikura.
Oh man, that looks good. That looks real good.
Ten bu. Bro, in the US this is like 40 bu.
40? No, at least 20.
Bro, that's high quality ish.
So what? It's not that expensive?
Look at that. This thing right here was like 4 bu.
4 bu.
What is that, uni?
That's
udon.
This is udon.
With an egg, bro? Where's the protein?
Egg.
With an egg.
The protein.
Bro, what? Dude,
That's just the appetizer. Relax.
What's going on here? What are these servings for ants?
Look at that chicken. Anyways, yeah, I'm eating good.
Your boy eating
I also turn into a Japanese whiskey drinker. I have to pose when I travel.
Okay.
You know,
Japanese whiskey is delicious. Man of culture. Yeah. Man of culture.
I went to a distillery the other day in Hiroshima. That was cool.
Go on.
You want to see wine with a bunch of whiskey barrels?
Yeah, let's see your Finsta.
This is just the camera roll.
Is that in the Simply shirt?
That picture, no. But I am rocking the Simply shirt in a bunch of pics.
Let's go.
Oh yeah. I was staying with a family that owns a ramen shop for the last like 60 years, stayed on top of their ramen restaurant. This is all of us and me in the Simply shirt. Wait, let me.
I saw you did give him a bucket hat. The bucket hat was going strong.
Yeah, bucket hats are doing well on the east side of the world.
Do I need to just ship them out to you and you could?
A lot of my homies here are my friends because they picked me up hitchhiking and now they're my friends. This is a Japanese guy with a bucket hat.
Wait, why'd that sound so bad? Why?
Because I don't know. Am I racist?
I think you are.
Maybe a little.
Oh, shit. Wait, look at Anyrug. He's flipping bucket hats in our chat. What in the world is going on here? He's making more money off these bucket hats than we are.
Bro, he's a shark.
A dog. Everyone's a scammer. All right. Anyways.
He's profiting off our platform, Opti.
Dude, we should boot him.
At least somebody is.
I know. At least someone is. Sheesh. All right. Well,
no, seriously, scan the freaking QR code.
Pay us. Pay us, damn it. All right. Wine. We're going into everyone's favorite portion. Well, rather my favorite portion. And you kind of already talked about it. And I know there's a poll or something you have in the works here. So let's get into it.
And now, your Wines Wednesday dating tips, weekly dose of alpha sauce. What is this week's tip, Wine?
Wine, hold on, before we go on, can we admit just how great of a transition that was? That music, it's just, it really sets the mood. And shouts out to Labra. We need him to voice over everything. Amazing. All right, Wine. Recap your pickup line currently in Japan.
Well,
and give us hold on.
Saying I'm looking for Japanese waifu, and I also just say like, oh, like I want a Japanese girlfriend. Like I tell local people that, and they're like, oh yeah, like it's gonna be so easy for you, you know?
Why? Because you're white.
And good looking.
Okay. Okay. Well,
and
hey.
I speak a little Japanese.
Well, I have been seeing some viral Instagrams.
But I am going to tell you one thing. It's been hard adapting here.
What do you mean?
Because I was in South America, and the girls there are very affectionate and wild and upfront, and over here it's like, you know, more reserved. You gotta like be very respectful and, you know, give a nice bow.
You be bowing to them?
I'd be bowing, you know, a cute little bow.
Cute little wine bow.
Like, oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
Konnichiwa. I love you. Be my wife.
Yo. Yo, you're wilding. Hold on. Can I tell everyone that you love Asian women? You have yellow fever. Is that bad? Can you not say that? Secret. What is this deck? What are they talking about?
Dude, I need this Nico.
Oh. Oh, he was serious. He said up here.
Sorry, Nico. 500 sats isn't enough.
He's up here. Wine, check Slack. Oh, I thought he was joking. Wine.
I'm all over the place here. Yeah. Where was I? Yeah, my game is hard, like, adjusting here. Because you have a little bit more of a polite, like, introverted, respectful game, you know? So
definitely not what you do in Miami.
Yeah, or South America. But I'm good here, you know, I'm good. I played a long game here.
Why did you crack me out, bro? All right. Is this the time when I pull up this tweet that you have here? We need money, Wine. We need to send the deck.
I'm sorry. 500 sats wasn't enough for me to read that message.
Hey, we're working here. We're panhandling for pennies.
we're boosting Opti's his star, you know, is rising on
the show. Right. This is catapulting my star, bro. Why do we do this? Why do we do this again? The ROI is not there.
I'm trying to help Nico with his deck, but my internet's so slow that I can't do two things at once. Like,
Well, give me 20 minutes, Nico. Give me 20 minutes, and we'll get this going. Yeah. Wine.
This isn't time sensitive here.
Am I posting this Twitter that you put in our DMs or what?
I don't know.
This might be too bad.
Yeah, it's not good.
Okay. Anyways,
it's pretty much not my dating tips.
So what, Wine? What is your dating tips to get an anime waifu?
Learn how to just say like a couple key phrases, you know.
Wow.
Oh, man. Am I going to have to sign off, Opti? I could be bought for $21.
Wow, dude. Wine would do anything for money. Confirmed.
That's true. Just like any human.
All right. Well, we could almost sign off. I mean, we'll do a short one. We're back. At least we're here. Wine's got to do some work. He just woke up, this lazy Winicus over here. So
what else?
I got one more question. What is your strike three rate over here with your anime waifu opener?
What?
Labra gets it.
Attack Nico in the QR code.
Yeah. How many times have you had a Japanese girl fall in love with you?
Three for three. No, one of them I bombed. 75% success.
So you've used it three times.
No, I use it all the time. I spray and pray, and I also ask like friends, you know, where the Kanojo's at? Where the
girlfriend? Whoa, what's that mean? What's Kanojo's?
Girlfriend, Kanojo.
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 Why does that sound so sexual?
Wine stepped out of the pool, and they were like, nah.
Boy, yeah, I'm listen, huge over here. That's called a fucking ball.
Dude, Wine's packing heat.
Yeah.
In Japan. Yeah, this is great. I'm Kanojo funds. Let's go. Okay.
Yeah, Sophie. Let's go.
Oh, wait. Diogenes has the hard-hitting question before we move on. Diogenes says, how many times was that Japanese girl in the shape of a full-body pillow, Anikis?
Damn. She was actually in the shape of a chopstick. But...
Yeah. I don't know if you can say that. That might be racist too. Wine, you're so racist, dude. Can't be sane. Can't be saying stuff like that. This is why
soft racism.
This is why my star is falling. Okay.
Just clip out all the bad things Opti has ever said.
Dude, this honestly,
is how we cancel Opti.
Honestly, if my haters were smart, they just watch all of BK and it'd be done.
It's so easy.
Oh shit. All right. Well, since we're still on dinner.
Oh, chopstick fun. Let's go.
Since we're still on dinner. Wine, can you guess what I had for dinner?
Let me guess. Tacos?
Almost close.
McDonald's?
No, I haven't eaten McDonald's. Wow. Holy shit. Hey, give me 10 more minutes, Nico, and we're off. Sorry, guys. We got paid. No, I did make some tacos, but I also...
Money talks, literally. It's like a little robot that,
literally.
That reads our QR code.
All right. Let's keep this moment. Let's keep this moment moving. Which one have we not done? We don't have polls today, so... Would you rather? Okay, let's go.
Yo, it's me again, your dog Labra. Let's play a game of Would You Rather.
Would you rather?
The little Valis for Valis thing, it just cracks me up.
I know, time. Right? This Labra. Wow, Nico silencing BK.
Would you rather?
No.
Nico do his deck or finish BK?
Yeah, hey, guys, in the chat, would you rather Weinikis finish the deck or continue BK? One's in the chat for Nico, two in the chat for finish BK. And you're like, damn, big payout for BK tonight. Yo, hey, Wyan, you know, we need to not do this so that we can scam people harder. It seems to work. The time away seems to work. All right, no. All right, Wyan. All right, too many twos in the chat. Sorry, Nico. Three twos in the chat. Sorry, bro.
Oh my god, this is a fun episode.
All right, would you rather a South American BBL or a Japanese chopstick?
It's such a hard question. Well, I came up with a CFA, cute face Asian.
Ooh, BBL, okay.
Or CFA?
BBL or CFA?
CFA long term, BBL short.
For tonight. Okay, I see you, Wyan.
BBL's. CFAs are like, you know, I don't know. They're both really good.
The real question though. Do it be squirting though?
I always do. Just no WACs, white American chicks.
Oh, damn.
Just kidding.
Wow. Dude, you got to come out to Dallas. You got to actually hang out in Dallas. You might change your mind about that.
All right. You get redemption, Opti.
Yeah. Dude, CFA, it's almost like this is a financial podcast.
Yeah, it is. This is financial advice.
This is financial advice. What's the meme?
Yeah.
Take the ass and buy the boobs. That's Weinikus' advice.
I don't know.
That's Wine's advice.
Yeah, but this is financial advice.
Yeah, this one's gonna be fun. All right, guys. We are
Isn't
gonna go.
Japan, like the most xenophobic country.
Yes. Hence, why you are fitting in perfectly, Weinikus.
Are you surprised I knew that word, xenophobic?
I'm honestly surprised that that's the first time this has ever been said on this podcast.
We're pro xenophobic. Podcast.
Wait, hold on.
Mexican only. You have to be Mexican to work for BK.
This is true. What was our old tagline? Biggest Mexican only podcast in the space?
It's not old. It still is.
I said biggest Mexican only podcast in the
space. Bitcoin only.
Oh, Bitcoin
only. Mexican only.
Mexican only. Bitcoin Mexican.
Maybe we should change the whole merch thing to Mexican. We like Mexicans.
The BK logo, just we like Mexicans.
And Bitcoin.
Wait, speaking of merch, before we get into the last part, Wine, I saw that you said hoodies. Honestly, I just said hoodies. Oh, well, I just envisioned the hoodie like this colored, you know, this colored with like the BK logo, like small, like we do with the other
Opti sweat color.
Opti sweat color. Yeah, this color. No, this color. Oh. This color.
Oh, the teal.
Yeah, if that's what you call it.
Would people go out in public wearing this, like,
dude, I don't
bright teal?
I don't care. I want a teal one with the BK logo on the chest, like small. That'd be lit. Can we do like a one of one?
A one of one? Yeah, we could do a one of one.
All right, bet. I'm going to do one of those. Haha, go fuck yourself. All right, anyways, let's get into the last part since Wine has a job to do for once.
Read.
And now it's time for Shitposting as a Service, brought to you by me, Labra Hoddle, and the guys at ZBD. Read off the lightning tips this week, Winekus. Wine, read the tips.
Wine, read the tips. Hold on, how's this comment by Peachy? Mexican maxis. Peachy gets it.
Yeah.
Actually, before we go on though, since this is a legacy podcast, and I wouldn't be doing my job here if I didn't acknowledge the fact that Winekus has been giving free shills to any company that will say anything on this podcast. No shame in his game. Literally, you can pay half a penny and Wine will shout it out. And here we are.
Where's Orange Mart?
You tagged them. They were supposed to be here. I don't know. Half of our listeners are gone because I'm not consistent.
Are we starting this, Softy?
Yeah, we're starting.
Time for the tips?
It's time for the... Wait, HODLcoin. HODLcoin, are you Mexican too? Are we all Mexican here? Wait.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Leave the chat right now.
If you're not Mexican, you cannot listen. Dude, you wear Jordans with cargo shorts. I think you're a little different shade than Mexican.
Bro, I'm Mexican. I worked at a Mexican restaurant for like 2 years.
You're basically Mexican.
I'm Mexican by association.
Dude, listen to his accent. He's Mexican.
Dude, you know what?
Hola,
holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow. So Mexican confirmed. My God. Dude, white people just want to be Mexican but don't want to be Mexican. You know what I'm saying?
We got a lot of teeps to read.
All right, we got a lot of teeps.
And you know Labra said, Wine, read the teeps.
Wine, okay, read the teeps, Wine. I am ready. What do we say? Hold on. It's been so long. What do we say?
Oh, well, Lightning, it simply works. And if you want to find out, you just scan the QR code and see for yourself, right?
And you can get your tips in Lightning quick. Maybe before we even finish, there will be more comments than we have currently.
Money.
Give me your money.
Okay. 500 sats. First tip, Opti. It says, Fug Labra.
That was me. That was me venting.
The next tip, 500 sats. It says, yes, yes, yes.
Yes, I love BK. Yes. Sats. Spicy.
This one I know for sure is Labra, and it says, I needed this eggplant emoji, oyster emoji, and surfs up emoji.
Wait. This isn't a tip, Wine, but when Wine NPC stream right now, do it now.
What does that even mean?
You just do like a weird waddle and you say, yes.
500 sats. Yes. Ice cream. So good.
Glizzy tacos, Goblin.
I love tacos. Yes. 500 sats. All right, this is 100% from Labra. It says, Frohukles and pupusas. Wait, wait.
Orange Wine knows how to use this. All right, read it again, Wine.
Frohukles and pupusas at having party in El Salvador.
Okay. This is good. I'm actually having a great time. All right, keep them going. Keep them going.
Next one, 500 sats. Dang, 500 sats is about 14 cents. This show is too damn expensive. I wish I can read how the misspelling is. It's so good. Rope rugged by BK LFG. Rocket ship.
Wait, wait, read that one again. Read that one again.
It says, rope rugged by BK, let's fucking go. Rocket ship, get on board.
Hold on, hold on. Let's go.
Rocket ship, get on board. So what?
This one is by our favorite Peachy, and it says, GM Peachy, GZY, lightning bolt, go zap yourself. The next one says, help me finish the deck. I sent you feedback. I wonder who that was. It was for 500 sats. Just wait. It gets better. Then it gets all caps, but still 500 sats. So the caps didn't really do much. It says, we need money, Wine. We need to send the deck. Then 500 sats, just more all caps. Obviously, the message isn't getting as much. Send the fucking deck. And then here's where it gets interesting. 77,400 sats.
Wow.
And it says, it's our deck, Wine. No, I just sent you $21. Deck now.
Dog, we need to hold Nico. Wait, hold on, Wine. Hold on. We need to hold Nico hostage more often. Oh, yeah. Man.
We need more decks.
We need more decks.
Then 500 stats comes in after $21, and it says, wow, Nico canceling BK, this is bullshit. Then 500 stats says, send me an invite. I'll fill in for Wine. We need decks. Then another 500 stats says, we don't want Nico, we want Wine. Then we got a little 500 sats off topic, not on the deck topic anymore. It says, donation for Wine's Japanese Kanojo Fund from Sophie.
What a queen. Wine's going to need that Kanojo Fund.
Sophie, Nico Sophie, who... Nico wanted the deck, but Sophie wanted the Kanojo Fund.
Dude, Sophie is about the culture. Nico's all about his business.
Yeah. $500 for Wine's Chopstick Fund. Then the big hammer came in, 175,000 sats.
Jeez!
It says, okay, Wine, need deck now. That's $75 in total.
Wow, it's almost important. It's almost like it's important.
Then the small plebs come in with 500 sats and they say, wow, Nico is silencing BK. $500 sats. Japan is making Wine racist as fuck. Asians be hating. $500 sats. I love deck. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, this last one.
Stop being a deck, Nico. And then, one second ago, you guys would be a disaster without me.
Yes, yes, yes. Disaster, disaster. Chaos, chaos. Wow.
Yeah.
All right,
That's our episode of the Deck Wars.
Yo, Labra holding no shots. Oh my god, that was fun. This is great. This is great. Well, Wine, are we doing
3 episodes away from 200?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if we'll do it next week, but maybe the week after. We could do it every other week. I can confirm to maybe every other week.
I don't know. We can make $100 a week, Opti. That's
I don't think we're going to be selling
$200.
Is this all time high in Sats scamming?
I don't know. It could be close.
We've had
some whales come through. I love puking in all caps and then y'all.
Look, Anyrug confirming. It think it's all time high.
Yeah. Anyrug, huh? Anyrug wants a piece of that, right?
Dude, is he our manager?
Yeah, Anyrug's our manager.
Hey, Anyrug, you want to help us sell buggy hats?
No, buggy hats are dead.
Well, I have a whole bunch. All right, Wine, how about we do something like
a giveaway?
Yeah, let's do some giveaways. How can we do a giveaway? All right, Wine, I think we need to get off.
All right, I'm out, guys.
All right, guys. We'll figure out a way to give you guys. Let's do some giveaways. I don't know how we'll do it.
Poor people, help, of course.
Let's see. I don't know. We'll give you guys.
Give it to the Bitcoin Bugle.
Oh, would Richard? Would Dick Greaser wear a bucket hat?
I don't. Or what about Orange Mart? I don't know.
How about we do this? Whoever tags us in the funniest meme on Twitter. Why not?
All right, keep going.
I was just going to say, whoever's the funniest one, and we're the dictators here, we'll decide.
What about whoever makes the funniest bucket hat meme?
Sure. There we go. Bucket hat theme meme.
A little effort.
Tag us at BK. We'll figure out how to get you guys a bucket hat. Wine, I think you have a job to do, so peace out.
I have a job.
We will probably not be back next week, but maybe the week after. I don't know.
If Labra asks for it, maybe.
I don't know. This was fun, though. It's like a, you know what the saying goes, you know, distance makes the heart fonder.
This is like therapy. It's like a venting release.
Yeah. Wait, before we go, though, I was going to say, should we do an over-under for good time's sake?
Of what? Price?
Price, bro.
All right. By next BK, which might be in a month or two.
Yeah, by next BK. All right. We're currently at... Labra wants us to come back next week. We'll see if we come back.
Above 30...
No. Over or under 27K?
27.
Yeah, we're crab marketing. Everyone knows we're crab marketing.
27.
Yeah.
Already above.
It's at 27. Whatever. Over under 27. Are we going to be lower? Or are we going to be higher? I say. I'm gonna go over. I can't be bearish. But wait, hold on. We got one more request before we go. Wine, any comments on the not illegal alien mummies?
You hear me?
Yeah, it's good.
Any comment on the alien mummies? I don't know. No comment.
My only comment is apparently E.T. was a documentary.
Mexican. They're Mexican mummies, so we support them.
No, they're Mexican aliens.
Yeah. So we support.
Yeah, we support.
Of course, it was the Mexican government that
that unrolled illegal alien mummies. Couldn't make up. All right. Anyways.
Anyrug,
we're about to rug.
Let's rug.
We're rugging. All right, guys. This was fun.
I have to go explore Japan.
This was fun. Love you. Deck. All right. We'll see you guys later.
Peace, fellas.
Peace out. All right, guys. That was fun. Is this over?
We love you.
Wine. Wine's going to go get racist in Japan. Actually, Wine needs to go do a job.
Big whale.
Wine, deck, deck, deck. Yes, yes, yes. Is the deck done? Is the deck done? Let's see.
Suck his deck. I mean, give him his deck.
Send rope his bucket hat.